not going to see Kevin Hoyt for governor or any yard sign.
Yeah.
Because I'm too busy doing. I want to expose this to the people, and that stand is so important.
One, two, three, four. All right, welcome everybody to another spotlight interview we have at Gifts and Go. Thank you for joining us today. I'm excited to introduce to you Kevin Hoyt, a resident and a activist and a passionate man for Vermont and for the state he comes from, but I mean, even for greater than that, but he's a man seeking after truth, a man who's given his life to pursuing the betterment of those that are around him and the community of those that live in Vermont and this world. I'm excited to meet you, Kevin. Introduce yourself. Let us get to know a little bit about you.
Thanks, and I'm just a deer hunter, right? And I have a lot of pride when I say that. I'm a regular guy. I live in Bennington, Vermont. I was born and raised here. My family got here actually in the early 1600s, a long time before it was called Vermont or the United States of America. In fact, my five times great-grandfather, Harry, was the first free Hoyt. Him and his father, David, were actually part of the original 3% that fought against England, not just for Vermont's freedom, but our nation. So long story short, I lived my dream life. I found my dream career a long time ago. I was a professional television producer, host and producer. I produced family-oriented outdoor television, 106 million homes at one time. And I found, again, my dream career a long time ago. But then, like most people, I successfully avoided religion and politics my entire life. But I got to the point in 2017 where I was, you know, questioning whether I could afford to live in the state that I love with the people that I love. And, you know, I was sick of losing my rights. I'm a big two-way guy. I like the Second Amendment. That's kind of put Vermont on the map forever. And it founded this country and that freedom we were just talking about. And I'm sick of watching my friends and neighbors suffer. So it comes to fight or flight. And historically, Vermonters don't make good runners, right? So I finally got mad enough. I stood up and ran for office and got my butt handed to me from a Democrat from Chicago. But that in turn forced an election audit. And it's been scandal after scandal ever since.
Wow.
So I threw my name in for governor, right? And I want to be clear too, this isn't a political campaign at any, you know, my campaign. Yeah. We were just talking about it before we came on, but rather than fight over corrupt seats that nobody really wants in a rigged system, we're just arresting them all. And then we can argue about politics after. That's kind of what I'm about. Anti-corruption is a big thing.
Yeah.
And then I've got some great policies for Vermont State too. Opioids are my number one concern. Education reform. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of work to do to get back to the Vermont that I know and love. It's changed. So, and I appreciate the opportunity. So how's that for a lead in?
Yeah,
what else you got, buddy?
That was awesome. That was great. It's great to get, you know, I read up on your campaign. You know, I checked some things out. So interesting. You know, I love hearing these stories, you know, of people who kind of hands off, like you said, hands off politics, religion. Like, let's just skirt by in life the best that we can without touching these major elephants in the room. And yet it was those things that drew you into the place you are now, where it's not necessarily where you're not campaigning for a political position, like, you know, like we think or anything like that. You're seeing, and because of that, you saw a lot of corruption, a lot of things in your state that that you have a rich history in, and so obviously care a lot about. You can see that obviously, and wanting to expose that. And I think that that's incredible. I just think, you know, that light, you know, is meant to come in and expose what's done in darkness. And for so long and so often, we just don't see what's done behind closed doors. We only see what's presented to us. And so we don't really get the full story or the real picture. We get the bits and pieces we have. So share with us, you know, a little bit about the election fraud that you found, some of the scandals you've discovered and exposed. What are some of those things that you've been discovering? Somebody who's, you know, a real true native to the United States of America and Vermont and, you know, New England, and you're really carrying a history there, that must really affect you pretty profoundly. and deeply because of your heritage. I can imagine the frustration and the difficulty of seeing the, of discovering some of this stuff.
Hello.
Hi, this is Claire. I'm a Give, Send, Go prayer partner, and I just called to see how I could be praying for you.
Did you know Give, Send, Go has a team of prayer partners solely dedicated to calling each and every campaign owner on our site to pray for them and their endeavors? That's because here at Give, Send, Go, we believe that prayer changes things.
Well, thank you so much. I needed to hear that today.
We could all use a little hope.
To receive a call from one of our prayer partners, go to www.givesendgo.com to start your campaign today.
Share with us a bit about what you've kind of come across.
Well, again, it kind of started with the election audit. We did an audit in 2018, so before it was really talked about too much. And in a county of 5,500 people, we released over 500 names, which was the A's and half the B's. It wasn't even, like, we can prove 60 to 70% fraud, I believe, and trace it back at least to 1975. And then what's worse than the committing the crime is the cover-up. We actually have, you know, our Secretary of State, our Board of Civil Authority with conflicting letters, but essentially no one ever looked. So what happened is, essentially, our elected officials didn't want to look at election fraud. Go figure, right? So we couldn't get them here in Vermont State. We couldn't force them to look. They just ignored it. But even if we could get them to look, Mike Lindell, I think, did a fantastic job. They throw 5,000 lawyers on it, and here we are a couple years later, and it doesn't go anywhere. So we had to find another way. So what we're doing is it's a RICO investigation, hashtag RICO, which stands for a federal, it's a multi-state federal investigation, but it's done on a local level. So nobody's going to get away this time. And I've said this many times before, but I believe we're talking about every elected official in Vermont State, our judges, not just the politicians. Some of the scandals, again, we have felony fugitive representatives that were on the run, you know, from other states with a warrant and a bounty, armed and dangerous, right? Approach with caution. We appointed these people to office. And I think that, you know, makes all the other laws, the, you know, full term abortions and the higher taxes and the gun control and everything nobody here in Vermont wants. I think it makes all that moot. But nobody wants to talk about that either. But we're up to 43 incumbents here in Vermont State that aren't running. This is this year alone, aren't running for re-election. They're not seeking higher office. There's no future endeavors. We're talking about my attorney general, my secretary of state, countless, you know, again, judges and senators and sheriffs. I am the reporting party for Chad Schmidt, my local sheriff. And we just arrested that's the Bennington sheriff. And we just arrested the Addison sheriff and the other half. And I just named all 14. We only have 14 counties here in Vermont. We're a little state. But essentially, these guys are in some hot water. And racketeering is what that is. That's what RICO stands for. We've all been racketeered on a major level. This is criminal conspiracy against the people. And there's some amazing things happening in Vermont on a federal level. I know UVM, the University of Vermont, is actually in federal court for crimes against humanity. You're not reading this on the news, right? But, you know, and again, it's not what you think, maybe. It's for quantum computing and AI. But there's a lot of our officials, there's deep ties with the elite here. When I say elite, not just Hollywood, but the upper elite. We've got some really interesting individuals. And I think my theory is Vermont's going to be one of the first states to break. And I like to predict our future by making it. And I'm so proud of other Vermonters and people that are standing up. Again, television is not real. We tell our children that, right? So when you're watching on TV and the things you hear about my great state, most of it is not true. We're really good people. Most of us are pretty conservative, and we're mad and we're fired up and we're actually doing something. So this is kind of a call to action. You know, when I go, you guys can watch me at a select board meeting or a school board meeting or at the sheriff's station or with a police officer. So, you know, like I said, I'm right in their faces at the media. That's why you're not going to hear about me on the media. I go to these places. I present them the evidence on live video so you guys can see it. And then in turn, you know, they block me and boycott me. And They just destroyed one of my cars. Like, they started with slashing five tires. Then they broke my hood latch when they disabled my power steering. They cut my brake lines. Ended up putting something in the gas tank. The next vehicle, they cut all the wires up front, my lights and my horn. And so when people wonder what this money goes for, again, it's not political campaign. You're not going to see Kevin Hoyt for governor or any yard sign because I'm too busy doing, right? I want to expose this to the people, and that stand is so important. You know, when I go to these meetings and whatnot, I want people to understand what I'm doing. I'm not expecting answers. I don't expect them to do anything. They're complicit. They can't admit their crimes. That's all for you. That's so you guys can see what these guys are up to. And of course, there's about 5 years worth of documentation and videos and documents, everything you could want, on all my social media pages. So what's important about the stand, that's what I call that, I'm more concerned, it's so much more important than the short-term win, because by standing, we're exposing them, we're making them spend money for a defense, right? I'm still here, I haven't been sued for defamation. No one's denied any of my outrageous claims, right? I'm right there with the evidence, but you're pushing them into hiding. And then the most important thing is you're giving other people permission to stand. And when we all stand up, I think we got this. In fact, I already know we kind of got this because I'm in the know and I'm part of it. And I want people to feel good. Hopefully this is a great big boost of, you know, confidence and adrenaline, and don't give up, hang in there a little bit longer. Right. We're so close. So the media is not telling this, but it's coming. So feel good about that.
And you know, and I think a lot of people, you know, even in the past, you know, couple of years have really, I mean, and your experience of this is even before, more of that, just the nature of not really getting the full story, or realizing there's more corruption than we expected, or, you know, that's slowly begun to open in just the past couple of years, you know, for a lot of people realizing there's stuff going on that we just don't know about. And, you know, it's incredible to see someone like yourself who's saying, listen, not even trying to get on the public stand in a political sense, but saying, listen, as a citizen of this state and of this country, like, there are rights that I have. And your ability to go and say, it's not what you're coming against. And what I liked, what just kind of struck my heart a little bit was, you know, you're coming against corruption. You know, it's this corrupting force and this corrupting thing that's constantly, and we see that in the world. It's not something you've got to study to realize that there's corruption out there. But for some reason we live with blinders on, and then, you know, something gets exposed, and if it's too uncomfortable, we try to cover ourselves a little bit more or whatever. But it takes some of the people, you know, it takes a person like yourself to say, I want to investigate this. I want to look in, I want to see what the facts are, and I want to bring that to the people, to the best that I can, you know, because, like, you know, we believe that there's something greater that we can have. There is something greater this country was meant to be built on. We want freedom. We want free speech. We want the freedom to express those rights and to have them. And man, to make the battle against corruption and against, you know, these forces that be, you know, and as you're saying it, you know, the problem is you poke the beast, you know, you wake the beast up, and all of a sudden, you know, your life, you know, makes a major turn, and all of a sudden becomes something where you have to now rethink kind of the way you go about doing what you're doing and exposing what you're exposing. And so you've started a Give, Send, Go campaign to raise some funds. You've raised a bunch already. There's a lot of people that are standing behind you, supporting you. You can see that people are there with you. For those who are watching, you can find that at givesendgo.com/G31X5. That's /G31X5. And you can read more of that story that he was just sharing. But yeah, it takes a passionate and a strong person to say, I'm going to take up arms. I'm going to stand against the man, you know, right. And I'm going to challenge this and challenge it, because what we need to see is we need to see truth brought forward. We need to see, you know, the basic values that we need as human beings, that we should have as a, you know, we need to see those brought into light and recognize those who are trying to take those away from us and trying to stand against us. So you're raising funds to kind of help yourself out. Explain to us your campaign on Give, Send, Go. You know, what are the funds going to be used for? I mean, obviously, you've got some angry people that are standing against you, cutting wires, slashing right. tires. Like, there are just the practical needs of your life in general, you know, to keep moving forward. But what else? What is this going to be used for? And how is this going to, you know, benefit the mission that you have on your life?
Right. This basically keeps this crazy train rolling. It's never probably a wise idea to call out judges and senators by name, but I've been doing that for 4 or 5 years, and that's dangerous business. I'm at the point now where I no longer feel safe in my home, my community. So I'm jumping, you know, from town to town, and it helps me actually, because I'm getting out and I'm talking to more people, finding more corruption and more scandals. But just the postage alone, right? The amount of money, I'm in court. I'm fighting these guys in court, again, fighting a corrupt system within the corrupt system. We all know how that's probably going to work out, but I'm spending, you know, probably $1,000 a week. Let's go, Brandon, right? On gas. Gas is like absolutely crazy. Again, eating and this is my basic survival to keep doing what I found my dream career a long time ago. And I'm very fortunate and thankful to have been in a position where I could put that on hold temporarily to fight for our freedom. I needed a home to come back to, is the long and short of that, right? So I think people know, but this is basically to keep Kevin and this push that I got. And I appreciate everything. Nothing is expected. Everything is helpful. And frankly, I'm going to do it with or without the money. I'm not going away. I'm not letting go this time or ever again. I think we've raised almost $14,000, which is a lot of money. And God bless and thank everybody who stands behind me and with me, right? I'm not standing for you guys. I'm with you guys. And I'm proud of that. I'm honored. But when you're buying cars, I had to buy, again, a couple new vehicles. They want me out of this, you know, race, whether it's the political thing, which is really secondary. This is not about politics. Right. Like I said, this is far from it. This is our home, and it's every state. It's not just Vermont either, guys. There's RICO going on everywhere. And I think that's how we're going to take them down. But we have to survive till we get there. And I need to survive, too. So this was another big pill for me, actually. The pride pill was very difficult for me to ask for money. I've been a humanitarian. I've given back my entire life. The Future of Hunting is the name of my conservation programs. I've started all over the world. It was about saving our wildlife and our natural resources. And that involved me giving away, you know, 40 to 60 dream hunts all over the world to kids, and mostly kids, a few wounded warriors. But again, I've always given back. And that's always, I think, why it's worked out. In the service of others is important here. But I think just doing the right thing, and people who want to help or get involved, this literally is as easy as you talking. You just talk to your friends and neighbors. Depends on the level you're comfortable with. Like you said, I'm running for office. I'm going to meetings. I'm on TV. I'm on radios. You know, Hudson, other people like this are nice enough to have me on their shows. I'm doing everything that I can, radio. You know, again, run for office, write a letter, call somebody, speak up. That's all I'm asking other people to do. I can't do this alone. You know, I have no problem standing for people. People are afraid, and I understand that too, right? If you even put up a sign in your business that says you believe in the Second Amendment, there's going to be backlash. People are going to boycott your business. There's no, and everything is politics. Politics still sucks, guys, but here it is. It's in our face. It's, you know, I never imagined myself running for office ever. Like, I can't imagine anybody wanting to do this. It's not real fun, to be honest. I can't wait to get back to my other career. But somebody's got to do it. And, you know, I never wanted this job. I still don't. But people have to understand when they say that, too. I've accepted it. And I don't see anybody standing up. And I think I have the policies in the, the testicles to stand up for ourselves and others and freedom. So that's what I'm going to do. When we're all said and done, nobody's going to say that I didn't try.
So. Right. And that's what a great testimony, too. You know, it speaks to the really heart of you know, what I'd call your life mission in a way, you know, where this is not just a hobby or a ploy to get a new career shift or something like that. But this is, hey, my life is given. I've seen some things that other people have not seen. I've experienced things that people just don't realize. And I like the way that you shared it, that you're not standing. I mean, you did say that you would stand for those who can't stand, but that you're not standing for people, you're standing with people. And I like that, you know, that picture, that the whole idea, you know, that you're getting behind is there are whole communities. And we know that there are whole communities out there that, you know, that feel almost separated, or, you know, they don't even know how to stand. You know, they don't know what to do. They don't know how to move forward. And until somebody can stand up and say, this is how you do it. This is, you know, follow me as I do this, or let's go together. Let's show them that there are some, you know, some strength in numbers over here. And just like you said, just talking about it and asking questions and doing your research, you know, super important, really vital. And, you know, that's really obvious, clearly a mission over your life. And this fund is to really help, you know, keep that going. There are a number of people who don't have the time or the energy, you know, to make the stances that you're making, you know. And so this is a great opportunity for those who are sitting there going, yeah, like, this is it. We need to end corruption. We need to see people brought into justice. Those who are abusing the system, and those, and as you realize, this is like, a, you know, more and more that it just kind of has crept in, you know, that this is a major need, and one that's, we're also seeing it is happening. It is the thing that's happening right now, state to state. Yeah,
it's about the we, literally, we the people. And this is the power of one, and that's you. Whoever's watching, you're a pretty incredible person. Your mom was right. You were special. Like, you have this ability. That's what I start with. I'm just a deer hunter, right? I've been blessed with world travel. I've got a lot of other accolades too. But I'm an average guy is what I mean. And anybody can do this. And it's as simple as standing up and doing the right thing, right? And Vermonters are really good at that. I'm not the only Vermonter that has this ability. And there's so many people. Wait till the people who just want to be alone stand up. And I think that's happening now. The silent majority is not so silent. And I love how you referenced my life, because I'm going to say something right now, and I feel so unworthy when I say this, but I think God sent me. I think my entire life, when I was not only avoiding but running from religion and politics, what happened in my case is I set up this global network. I mean, most mornings I wake up and I don't even know how I got here. I'm in the middle of everything at every level, right? It's really, really incredible. And everything, all the ifs, whys, why me in life, they all add up now. They were prepping me for this very moment. And I think we're all here now for this reason. It's magical once you tap into that and start understanding. And again, I'll be the first to admit I'm a flawed man. I'm a sinner. I'm far from perfect. I've made my share of mistakes too, but this is bigger. And what we're fighting against is true evil. This is bad. We all knew our government was corrupt. I don't think anybody watching this, you know, our government lies. That's, you know, a reality we're all aware of. Just like the media, I think they're the only ones with lower approval ratings than Joe Biden, right? And the media is, you know, they lie to us, guys. We know this now, right? And I think these realizations are becoming more and more apparent as we all wake up. And, you know, it's a simple, do you trust your government? Do you trust Big Pharma? These are simple questions, you know what I mean? And unfortunately, when we get information, especially from like the news, right? We take that as a conclusion, but it's not. It's still just information. And it's up to us to look in deeper and research it and to verify that information. And what it's turning out to be is, you know, we're the bad guys. And I don't mean the American people, but our American government and governments worldwide. This is so much bigger than the United States even. 3/4 of the world doesn't have governments. That's a pretty serious thing. And again, I think I see forward progress every day. The scandals and stuff that are coming out, not just here in Vermont, but on a national and global level, are really sensational. What an exciting time to be alive. I wouldn't trade places with another generation either. And I'm honored and, like I said, proud to stand with all of everybody else.
Yeah, well, that's so awesome. I you know, love that you know, that stirring and that passion that's there. And it's the truth. And we've experienced it, even at Give, Send, Go. You know, all of that where, you know, one day you're just trucking along, trying to do trucking, you know, that was the key one. you're moving along, just trying to, you know, do what's in front of you. And all of a sudden, stuff happens, things hit the fan. And you find yourself now against, you know, things that at one point you thought you could trust, or, you know, you find yourself that there's a weird, really weird gray area that is very uncomfortable to look at. And I think a lot of people recognize there's this like messy area, there's corruption, there's stuff going on that we don't like. And people tend to say, I'm just not going to get involved. I'm just going to try to live through that. You know, but then the others who say, no, the reason, you know, we even set up this nation is because we want truth. We want freedom. We want, you know, the ability to, you know, face these issues head on and actually have the platform to do it. And, you know, the government or the constitution behind us to let us do that and let us do that effectively. And I think it's time, you know, we've seen it. This is, you know, no one's surprised by this stuff anymore because it's now become common. It's common to read an article one day and 5 days later have a totally different article because new information is found, but no one cares about the new article. You know, it's all about, you know, how things are presented. And we've experienced that here, you know, and our whole goal for this platform for Give, Send, Go is to say, hey, we want you to have the freedom to speak and to share your experience, share what you're seeing and share what the need is, because that's your right as a human being. You're experiencing life in a very different way than I am. And I need your perspective. I need what you see so that in the ways I'm called, in the way that I live, I can join a partner, you know, and that's what humanity looks like in its ideal is, you know, communities of people together working with each other for the betterment of humanity. But unfortunately, you go outside to meet your neighbors and things are going well. You look on the news and it just seems like the world is falling apart. Your neighbors are a lot kinder than you think, you know, many times, you know, but we're becoming, absolutely, falling into a time where it feels like you're just an individual, but we got to get to these points where we realize that there are whole communities that are standing with us and that we're willing to stand together to say, we don't want corruption. We don't want these things. And at Give, Send, Go, our whole thing is we want to share hope. We want hope to be spread. We want the things that are good to be brought in our hearts, you know, and lead us forward, not living out of fear or not living out of, you know, despair, but realizing that we actually have a say, we have a voice. And when we all get together, our one voice becomes a really loud voice together when we all start saying the same thing.
I hope you've enjoyed listening to Shine Brightly and hearing about the wonderful things God is doing through people all around the world. Do you or someone you know have a Give, Send, Go campaign you'd like featured in one of our Spotlight episodes? If the answer is yes, fill out the form linked in this episode's description, or head on over to our Gab or Facebook pages and fill out the form pinned at the top of the page. Once your form is submitted, your campaign will be considered for this amazing opportunity to be interviewed by one of the co-founders of Give, Send, Go to discuss and spread the word about your campaign. Keep shining brightly.
So share with me a little bit about, you know, your policy ideas for Vermont, you know, for the nation. You've seen a lot, you've experienced a lot, you're in the throes of it. What are some of the things you'd like to see kind of put in place or dealt with, you know, as you're maybe, you know, some of the immediate things as you're moving forward?
Right. Well, again, I think we need fair elections. That's a pretty important one, right? And if I was made governor tomorrow, I would declare a state of emergency for corruption. And we'd be doing like a 15, 20 year audit on state spending and taxes because it's absolutely ridiculous, right? My number one concern, like I said, is opioids. I think it affects all of us. And again, our overburdened police system and prison system and hospital systems and coroners. There's a whole, generation of people that's being wiped right off the map. And that concerns me. So I have a proven way out. Again, if you follow Portugal and Holland, I think is where it actually started, they've got a way out. They reduced their overdose rates by 75%, 85%, heroin usage by 75%, drug use by 54%. I think crime was like 412% reduction. So there's a way out. And what we do is we treat those people as a sick part of society rather than a criminal part of society. Mm-hmm. And it sounds a little funny off the top, but right now, here in Bennington, Vermont, we average an overdose a day. That's unacceptable to me. right? We're talking about all these other pandemics. This is a real pandemic that's affecting the entire world. So rather than treat them like a criminal part, again, I want to treat them like a sick part and offer them real rehab. And what we do right now is we Narcan them 10 times. We send them to rehab 45 times. We pay to put them in jail, and eventually we're paying to put them in a coffin. And I've got a lot of sympathy and empathy for all the people struggling with addiction. So I want to give them real help, and I'm talking about 3 month to 18 month, real rehab, mental health, jobs, training, aftercare, sober living. And who's going to pay for that? Well, it's actually cheaper. We found out we not only save money, but we're saving lives, and that's the big thing. And if people who are listening to this can envision Vermont State, I'm talking about hundreds of facilities, and I need architects and engineers and laborers and electricians and doctors right. and nurses, and like I need everybody. So you're talking about instant jobs, instant economic growth and development. And then here's a term you never hear from politicians: a return on investment. Imagine if we had this and we could help other people. I'd love to lead Vermont and the nation into a way out of this real crisis. Again, I want election reform, judicial reform, everything. We need reform on all levels having to do with our corrupt, politicians and this tyrannical government. One of the big things, I'm in northern Vermont, up in the Burlington area right now, and I just came up here. I've been here for about a week, and right off the top, we find Lake Champlain, which is one of our beautiful, it's our largest fishery in Vermont. It separates Vermont from New York. We're right on the Canadian border. And I'm finding out that our town of Burlington in the state is dumping millions of gallons of sewage into our lake. So they close our beaches. That's how this started. We had green algae. There was a bloom, and that causes E. coli. Well, most people don't know green algae is not algae. It's actually a bacteria caused from fecal chloroform. From them guys dumping, they just dump another 500,000 gallons into our lake. And the worst part of that is all the drinking water in Champlain Valley, same lake, right? Ew, that's disgusting. We put about $56 million bucks a year into that lake on top of the outrageous water bills where they sell it back to us. This is another example, just one of a government-created problem. And then their solution is to tax us and restrict us more. So I love clean water, clean air, clean soil. These are pretty simple things. And for Vermont State, I believe our outdoor natural resources, renewable resources, are a huge part of our future. It's about all we got. That and our farms. Yeah. And then I'll leave it for politics. But for farms here in Vermont State, we just legalized cannabis. So not only the medical and recreational, but I would love to utilize hemp. I'd like to expand that into manufacturing and distribution and have lumber. I want to produce lumber and cloth and rope. And then we're going to have to, another huge thing where Vermont farmers are going to shine is I like happy cows and happy pigs and happy chickens. And we're talking about grass-fed, pasture-raised, organic, good, wholesome food without the dye and hormones and preservatives and pesticides and everything that we put in. We're going to have to reevaluate how we feed the world. And I think that's what we're seeing with the food shortages right now. I think that's the good guys taking out the weaponized food system is what I think is happening. So when we look at how we're going to feed the world, again, I think Vermont farmers are going to shine. They've just been pinned down by more regulation, more taxes. So we're not the bad guys. It's not the color of your skin or your God or your lover. It's your government. And that's a hard pill for people to swallow. But I'm Kevin Hoyt. I'm running for Vermont governor, and that's my pitch. If you guys want to jump on, I'd appreciate any assistance that I can get. So thanks for the opportunity, Hudson.
Well, Kevin, this is a great, great interview. Thank you so much for joining us today. Again, people who are watching and on right now, you can check out that Give, Send, Go campaign, givesendgo.com/G31X5. You can read the story there and get more information. You can also find ways to be praying for this campaign, praying for Kevin himself and standing with him. You can reach out to him through there. It's exciting to hear, all the stuff that's going on. Really excited to hear, that when we see light moving forward and, you know, advancing, when we know that there's just so much darkness out there. I grew up, I live in New Hampshire, and so I'm the upside down Vermont, or, you know, or whichever way that goes. Love Vermont, you know, love the area, love the people. Just such a beautiful scenic, you know, I love just driving up, you know, 89 or 91, you know, just such a beautiful, beautiful spot. But anyways, for those of you watching, check that stuff out. We'd love to go, you know, support, stand with, pray for Kevin and all that God's doing in his life, you know, whether it's, you know, on the stage or, you know, in the audience, whatever it may look like. You know, we want to make sure that you have your support and that your voice gets to be heard, because each voice is important, just like yours. And anyway, thank you for joining me today on the Gifts and Go Spotlight. Been an awesome interview. I look forward to seeing where this takes you and how truth is going to be, you know, pressed to the lies and light's going to shine in the darkness.
Thanks for having me, Hudson. I appreciate it. And anybody looking, it's Kevin Hoyt, Hoyt, usually on Facebook still, or Telegram, or Fighting for Our Freedoms right here. Give, send, go. And what a great platform. Hats off, an American company that's doing some great things. Thank you, Hudson, for your part too. I see your stand. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, it's a blessing to chat with you and get to know you a bit. Good luck on thanks, all that's in front of you, and know that we're standing with you. Your right to speak, your right to stand up for the truth, and stand up for what is right and what is good. And you got a New Hampshireite over here rooting you on. So you have you have an awesome path forward, and I'm looking forward to see where that takes you.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, thank you everybody for jumping on with the spotlight today. Again, you can check out that campaign, givesandgo.com/G31X5. Find out more information there, and we'll see you next time.